1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Conservatives of Kern County Chairman Larry Grover joins us right now to talk a little bit about the anti-war protests over the weekend. I want to know your feelings about where you think the Security Council will go now. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Phil, for having me.
What do you think it's all going to boil down to now?
Well, I think we're headed for a decisive vote at some point on a resolution authorizing force. I think for the American people, it's going to boil down to family as well. I mean, I think we need to keep our kids close to us. I think we need to keep ourselves informed. I think we need to make sure our children are respectful. I had my kids for the weekend, as a matter of fact, Phil.
How many kids do you have?
Phil, I've got four. I have Christina. She's 9. I have Marcus, who's 11, and Barry is 4. Did I say I have 4? I've got 3. I had Christina, who is 9, Marcus, who's 11, and Barry is 14. And sometimes I think of myself as a kid, so that's why I said 4, Phil. Actually, we also have Donald, who stays with us. He's my brother's son. And we have a good time. But Christina, my youngest one, came into the house on Friday. And this is what I mean about children who are not respecting their parents and who are making it difficult for us in these very trying times. My daughter came into the house on Friday after I picked them up from their mother's home, and this is what I was talking about.
Okay, now hold on. So the people know you are divorced, so your kids visit you?
My children come twice a month. That's correct.
Okay.
And here's what I was talking about, Phil. There's a level of disrespect, and with a coming war, I think everybody needs to take a reality check. And if you have to slap some sense into your kids, and I don't mean that literally, but you do. And she says to me...
Now, this is your youngest?
This is my youngest. This is my baby, Christina. She says to me, Daddy, I found out Colin Powell is the Secretary of State, and he wants a resolution for America to go to war. And I sat there, and I said to her as calmly as I could, and believe me, Phil, I was gripping the sides of the chair. I said, I know that, Christina. And I said, you should have some respect. I only see you kids twice a month. I don't need you lording over me how much you think you know.
And it made you angry?
Absolutely it made me angry.
Why?
Well, Phil, it would make any parent angry. I don't know how long you've been a stepfather, but when a kid comes in and says, hey, Dad, I know this and I know these teachers today, I don't mind my kids learning, but the teacher tells them to go home and show off how smart they are so that a parent like myself, I don't have a lot of education. I'm not book smart. I am book smart, but I haven't, gotten a degree. I read the newspapers, and the kids come in lording it over me. Now, I don't need, with the country on the verge of a war, I don't need some kid coming in and telling me stuff I already know.
Well, what's wrong with it? I mean, this is...
It wastes my time, number one, Phil. And number two, I think it's slightly insulting because the kid thinks he's lording over me how much he knows. I know who the Secretary of State is. I don't need my children coming in and lording it over me.
All right, I got Larry Grover on the line with me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Larry, do you think your kid is lording it over you, or is she just trying to impress you?
Phil, the teachers tell the kids to go home and tell your parents this and tell your parents that to make me feel stupid. Because a lot of the teachers are liberal. I don't think they are in favor of America going to war against Iraq, and they try to send these messages home to the kids. And, Phil, you haven't been a father as long as I have. You know, you'll be a father for another couple of years. You'll feel the way all of us fathers feel right now. Your kid comes home like my eldest son did a few months ago, and he said to me the book Origin of the Species by Charles Darwin started the debate on evolution. Now, he said this to me in front of his grandmother. He said this to me in front of his grandmother, my mother, and I grabbed the collar of his jacket and I said, I see you kids twice a month, you come walking in here, you start telling me stuff that I already know, and you do it in front of your own grandmother, my mother.
I gotta tell you, it's the kids just trying to tell you what they learned.
That's the line they give you. But they're trying to make you look stupid.
Why does the kid want to make you look stupid? Stupid.
Because the liberal education they're getting today is to influence the parents, not to stand in the way of the liberal education. And that's the line they give you.
Did you hit this boy?
I did, yes I did, but I had a long day.
Why would you... Larry, I gotta tell you, you're right, I haven't been a father very long, but why would you strike a boy for saying to you...
Phil, don't You know, listen to me. You got to hear me. I'd had a long day. All I wanted was a drink and some quiet. The last thing I wanted was my kid trying to waste my time with stuff I know. And lord it over. So I poured myself a drink, and now the boy comes in and tries to waste my time. We're on the edge of a war with Iraq. We need the kids to be respectful, not waste our time trying to show us up.
Kids want to impress their parents.
These kids have become rude and insulting by challenging my education and the education of their parents. I admit I didn't have the educational opportunities my children have. I've tried to give my kids things that I don't have. But for them to come walking in and say, like my son yesterday said, "Hey, Dad, Tiger Woods just won the Buick Invitational." And I said to him, "Don't you never disrespect me again." I was watching it all morning long. I had some buddies over. And he had a 4-shot lead when I laid down for a nap. So I know Tiger Woods won the Buick Invitational. Jesus H.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, and Larry Grover is with Conservatives of Kern County.
Yeah, hi. I don't think that the kids are coming home to like act smarter than their parents and outdo their parents. I think by them talking to you about what they're hearing and your input will give them a wider range to base their thoughts and opinions on.
Tina, this is Larry Grover. I hear what you're saying. But my daughter, for instance, she's 9, she comes in, she sits up straight in a chair, and she'll say this. Mrs. So-and-so says that President Bush is the 43rd president and that he and his wife come from Texas. Right there is a slap in my face.
You don't
in other
think
words, don't
that
I know just... that? Doesn't she think I know that?
Well, don't you think maybe she just wants to make you proud of her and make you realize what she knows?
I think that that's what she wants me to think, but I think the underlying thought is I'm going to come home, mention my teacher, which will make him feel lower.
Oh, come on, a little
I
girl.
I don't agree with that at
a
all.
Little girl.
My kids share with me all the time.
No, my kids love me, I and I love my children, but they want to knock us down a couple of pegs, Tina, show us up for the... Look, kids never agree with their parents. They never agree with their parents.
They know some of you, too. I have 4 children. They range from age 13 to age 4.
And how often are they trying to stick it to you? I bet you they're trying to stick it to you all the time.
No, they are not. I think that you have a serious problem.
No, I don't have a problem. My daughter came in. Which one was it? I think it was Christina who said, "Hey, Daddy, Abraham Lincoln is the 16th president. Hey, Daddy, the shuttle started breaking up over California." So I said to them,
you don't think she's trying to make conversation with you and get your input on this stuff to know what her dad feels about this?
Oh, well, when I say Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president, and as soon as I go, and then they go, and he fought the Civil War, and Andrew Johnson was the vice president, they never let me get a word in edgewise. They butt in all the time to make me look like a fool.
They're not trying to make you look like a fool. They're trying to make you proud of them,
yeah,
and
the
I
kids,
think that
kid,
you're just taking it out of context.
The kids want you... If I could just say this to you, Larry, the kids want you to feel proud of the things they learned.
Then why do they say Mrs. So-and-so said this? I'll tell you why. Because they want me to feel lower than whale crap that Mrs. So-and-so knows it and I don't. Look, I don't need anybody wasting my time telling me stuff I already know. That's all I'm saying.
It's your son, your daughter. You're supposed to spend time with them.
Tina, do you have any knowledge? If you're learning things from your kids, did you go to school?
Who?
You, ma'am.
Me? Yes, I did. In fact, I'm in school right now.
All right, so the kids don't need to tell you this stuff, do they? See, that's my point. That's my point exactly.
Your point what?
That the kid doesn't need to come in and tell me that Tiger Woods won. I know already.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Am I missing something here? I don't think I am. He's upset that his kids come in and tell him stuff they learned in school. He's taking it personally. And with the coming war with Iraq, he doesn't want to have to deal with it. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Larry Grover, who is a father and chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. He's very concerned that with the coming war with Iraq, families need to stay close, children need to be respectful, and they certainly shouldn't be running in and saying things to their father that he already knows. His little daughter came in and said, "Daddy, Colin Powell's the Secretary of State." And apparently Larry thought that that was disrespectful because he already knew it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Totally understand that, you know, Phil.
Yeah, it's just the kids are coming home. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the advent of a possible war with Iraq. Not for sure, but possibly. He wants children to be a little bit more respectful and the families closer. His kids are coming home and saying stuff that they learn in school that he's taking. You're taking it personally.
Well, you know, you're saying that he's doing this and he's doing that. What are you telling me that other parents don't? I know that other parents find it insulting when a child comes home from school or just comes walking in the door and says, well, you know, Woodrow Wilson was the president during the First World War. Oh, so that, in other words, what you're saying is I'm an idiot because I don't know that?
I don't think the kid's saying that. They're just sharing what they learned.
I'm the father. They should let me say what I know first, then they can tell me what they know. That's the way it goes. And I think there's too many kids coming in and saying it first.
All right. How do you know what the kid's going to say?
Well, you don't, but you could start a discussion such as at the dinner table. Woodrow Wilson dealt with some of the similar problems that President Bush is dealing with right now in World War One. Did any of you learn about World War One in school today? And then they could raise their hand, yes or no.
All right. Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
Otherwise, you got kids who are trying to show their parents up at the behest of these liberal teachers.
Let's go to Esther. Hello, Esther. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Esther?
Yes, Esther, you're on the
yes.
air. Uh-huh.
Yes, I am a registered nurse, and my husband is an Air Force officer. And when my 14-year-old comes home, my 14-year-old, I take pride in the fact that he watches CNN, he watches Fox News, he is interested in that. And when he tells us what he learned, or he'll tell me, did you know such and such happened?
See, he's trying to make you look stupid.
No. When he tells me something that happened, you know, sometimes I haven't caught the news yet, and I am proud of the fact that my son takes interest in the world around him.
Your son is trying to undermine your authority.
No, he's not.
You bring it up first, and then he can say, you know, Mother, I was just reading about that or hearing about that today on the cable news network. But no, he didn't do that. He tries to make you twist in the wind like some kind of a baboon.
No, he does not. He does not. You know what? And my husband has degrees in political science and history, and it thrills him to death to know that our son is interested and that he's learning, and he helps him.
As a parent, I find it troubling because first he's telling you about CNN. The next thing you know, he wants to share your bed with you and your husband because he's scared of the boogeyman or something. How old is your boy?
He's 14, and you know what? I think you've got some serious psychological problems that you need taken care of. Your kid.
How does it get to that? I'm simply saying that my daughter came in the other day and said to me, hey, Dad, I don't know whether you know this or not, but the shuttle is apparently there was a block of ice that caused the problem. And I tried to remain calm. I remember I was standing up, so I sat down and I took a deep breath and I said, I read about that in the paper this morning. You little smartass.
You see, you have some serious inferiority complex.
Yeah, that's...
You parents
You've
don't
got
understand.
A serious inferiority complex. Obviously must not have much education or it would throw you to death.
Wait a minute.
That your children are taking interest.
I think it's wonderful. I don't need for her to say it before I get to say it. Ma'am, can I give you some advice? Don't let your son near a steak knife or anything.
You know what?
Well, wait a minute.
What?
You sound like what we hear about Saddam Hussein. You don't
speak unless
I... Oh, my
God, I love
Yes, you
oh
do.
Oh, my God, I
yes,
love my country.
Yes, you do. For
man.
You not to allow them to express what they have learned, you are not contributing to their upbringing.
Now,
you're not contributing to their education.
Wait a minute. Larry, your daughter said the block of ice might have caused the shuttlecraft, and you had to calm yourself down?
I had to take a deep breath, yeah.
Why?
Why? Because she comes in. Doesn't she think I would have liked to have said that first to her? When she comes to the door, hey, honey, by the way, a block of ice hit the shuttle. But no, she preempts me. She butts in. And you want to know why? I don't blame my daughter, Esther. I love my daughter. And I don't blame your son either. I blame these liberal teachers who are out there trying to undermine the central parental unit, the parental figure. And I think it's time for President... I'll tell you what.
I'm
not kidding. I'm kind of half-joking, Esther. Once we get done with Saddam Hussein, I think President Bush ought to turn those nukes on the NEA. That's
I have
think.
A major
oh,
problem. I have a major problem with a liberal education. I'm
there
talking about teaching sex education, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But you know
what?
Making them aware or teaching them history as to who the president was, the 16th president, I don't find any fault with that because that's why I sent him to school in the first place.
So I guess you want it every time your son needs to go poo-poo, you want him to tell you that too. Is that it? I don't need all of this information.
Hey,
Mom, I'm now going to go to the bathroom.
You have a serious problem and serious issues that have nothing to do with your kids.
I never heard of any kid.
And you need to address them before you start berating your kids.
With all due respect, do you have a degree in psychology or... because I don't.
I'm a registered nurse, and I've been doing this for a long time.
All right, so you give people penicillin shots. What I'm saying
is...
Don't denigrate what the woman does for a living.
All right, I don't mean to do that, but I'm saying...
Yes, you do mean
ma'am,
to
I
do
don't,
that.
No,
you
I
don't listen to anybody but your own self.
I'm listening to everything you're saying. I just don't need my kid coming to me and saying, by the way, after I go to the bathroom, I'm going to wipe my rear end with toilet paper, which I don't need that.
Who says he's going to do that?
Oh, they want to come in and tell you everything.
All right.
You know what is most frightening is that those kids spend days and times alone with him. That is what's most frightening. Because it sounds like they are not allowed to talk unless he gives them permission.
Do you give sponge baths? Hello, Esther?
I am an intensive care nurse, a critical care nurse, and
yes,
you know
ma'am.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
And you know what? And I have to deal with people of all sorts, of all walks of life.
So you give
and
them.
I have no problem doing that. What I have a problem with
is
people like
baths.
You who are in charge of minor children.
Ma'am, I love my kids, and anybody tries to hurt my children...
If you love your kids, why would you hit them for expressing what they learned?
Wait a minute. If you give sponge baths, what if I walked up to you and said, hey, nurse, I'm dirty? Do you need to know that? No, you don't need
would
to know
not,
that.
You know what? I hear it all the time.
Or how about...
I hear it all the time, and I do not find it offensive at all.
So what if somebody came in and said, excuse me, nurse, could you wipe my rear end? I can't reach it. You don't need that. And you don't need it, certainly, in a very hectic day.
What are you making? These are ridiculous. No. Hold on. These are ridiculous. These are ridiculous examples.
No, you're
making a very good point.
Yeah. And have you ever touched a cadaver in an inappropriate way? You don't want anybody asking you that, do you?
But I do want to address it. Let me tell you one thing. Working in critical care, I work with patients who cannot do for themselves, and I frequently do get told that if I haven't checked them yet and they tell me that they went, there's no motion, if they have a ventilator tube and can't talk, and they motion to their butt, they're letting me know that they had an accident, and I have no problem with them telling me, and I blame them.
So
that is my job.
Wait a minute. The guy's breathing through a hose in his neck, and he can't even wipe himself? What was he doing? What happened to him?
It could be anything. Don't answer that question.
You know what? The fact that he said that he's wondering why he can't do that for himself if he's on a ventilator, that tells you just how ignorant he is.
Well, if I ever get to that point, I hope somebody comes along with a Walther PPKS, puts the barrel to my head.
I don't need to hear the rest. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is with Conservatives of Kern County. He is basically talking against the liberal educations that we're getting, the children are getting. They're coming home and they're mouthing off, telling us that they know who the 16th president is, what caused the shuttle to explode, who won the War of the Roses, etc. He thinks it's disrespectful for them to say it before the adult gets to say it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist info. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm back here with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County, who says that kids today are insolent. They're not respectful. They're coming in and telling their parents things that they've learned without letting the parent have the first word. You mentioned something before the break. If people want to put an end to violence against children?
That is correct.
What does that mean?
I think if people want to put an end to the abuse of children, they better start thinking about getting these kids to stop wasting the time of their parents who are already on edge about Iraq. The worst thing a kid can do is to come home from school, blather something that the parent already knows, the parent's trying to unwind with a drink, and for some parents it's natural to swing an arm or ball up a fist, and for some of these people they want to beat banners into them. If you're sitting there and you're relaxing with a scotch, or maybe you've had a couple, the worst thing a kid can do is come in and say, Daddy, did you know that I know, they don't even say did you, and it's not even a question, they'll say, I know that President Reagan served for 8 years. That's enough to send any common, decent, ordinary man over the edge, enough to make him ball up a fist.
Ball up a fist.
That is correct. You see, you don't understand, Mr. Henry. You haven't been a parent that long.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Robert. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County.
Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
First off, I am a father. I'm just like you. I get my daughter twice a month.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, because quite frankly, when she comes in and she tells me she's learned something at school, I want to pay attention to her. I want to see what she's learned. That makes me proud to know that my tax money that I pay in is educating my daughter and doing a good job of it.
All right.
And first off, and another thing is, you to ball up your fist and hit a kid, how big of a man is that? That to me tells me you're nothing but a boy.
No, I've never done it, but I could understand someone who's had a couple of drinks, maybe three or four.
You said you never done it. You said you did it earlier.
I grabbed my son's lapel. You imagine a kid coming in and telling me, hey, Dad, Darwin's Origin of the Species was the beginning of the debate on evolution. Why didn't he let me say that?
Maybe because he wants your attention and gets your attention to him and away from that bottle he's been having too much of.
Oh, so you think I'm a drunk?
No, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying that
you said
it sounds like every time you have your kids, you've got to have something to drink to deal with them. You know, they make medicine for that. It's probably called anxiety, and they've got Celexa and purple little pills and stuff like that that help out with that type of stuff.
All right, well, you're either calling me an alcoholic, or now you're saying I'm wiggy, but I need to be in the nut bin.
I'm not saying none of that. I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. I don't know you. I know of you because of what I heard on the radio.
Right,
and
you're
quite
saying...
frankly, that's a boy. That's
well,
a boy.
A man
Robert, takes care of his kids.
Robert, what isn't it natural for you, when you know your kids are going to be coming to see you, for you to have a couple of quick shots of tequila or something?
No, because quite frankly, I don't need an alcoholic drink to deal with my kids.
Wait a minute.
I'm more of a man than that.
Don't you look forward to...
Now, that's the second time you've talked about my manhood.
Hold on, gentlemen, hold on. Can't you see your kids without taking a drink?
I love my children.
Then what do you need a drink for?
It's natural for any adult, knowing that he's got to deal with kids, to want to have two or three quick stiff belts.
Natural?
Yeah, right.
I got four kids. I don't have to have a drink.
I got a six-year-old daughter. I don't have to have a few quick drinks. And
her
mom's not around. We're divorced. I don't have her to play. Her mom ain't around for her to play Barbie.
I'm not scared
to get down on the floor and play Barbie with my daughter without having a drink.
See, this is what's happened to you, Robert. Your daughter comes in and tells you all about the space shuttle. Now you're down on the floor playing with dolls. See, this
She's
is
6 years old. I'm enjoying the time I've been with my daughter.
Well, I'll tell you,
and
every
quite
time...
frankly, Esther, if you're still listening, I applaud what you do. And quite frankly, if something happens to me and I have to be in the hospital, I want you to be my nurse.
Who is he talking about?
Esther, who is that very fine registered nurse that was on here. I echo those sentiments, Robert.
The woman that cleans up. The woman that would wipe your rear end, in other words. You want that. Oh, boy.
At least I know she would take care of me.
Let's stick to...
You know, if you had to have a degree or
Robert, this isn't a dating service, okay?
So he's not trying to get a date. He's complimenting a woman on her professionalism.
Well, all I'm trying to say here is this. When I hear my son's bike bell, I run for the liquor cabinet. Not because I don't love my son.
Well, then what is it?
It's called Celexa. Sounds like you need a lot of it. Is that or a tranquilizer to calm you down? Put you out of it.
Your daughter's trying to dumb you down, sir. First she's out with you, she outwits you, then she's got you playing with dolls. Don't you see the process? Don't you understand?
It's called having fun with your kid. Come out of the 18th century. Well, you done separate from England. That sounds like English attitude.
Well, wait a minute.
And come to America.
That's right.
The kids back. They've come too far forward.
That's right. The kids are smart, and the kids do want to share.
My nephew's 11 years old. And he is very intelligent, and quite frankly, I'd put him up against Mr. Larry any day.
Are you saying that I'm an idiot?
No, I'm just saying, grow up. Let your kids be kids.
All right, let me ask something.
Without first, the liquor.
First, your daughter comes in and says, hey, Dad, the space shuttle blew up because of a block of ice. Next thing, she's got you on the floor playing with dolls. I don't know where this could lead. Does it lead to homosexuality? Does it lead to...
Oh, come on.
I don't know what she's doing to him.
It's his daughter. Whatever
Larry,
his daughter...
Larry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
First off, you want to talk about very stressful jobs. I have one of the most stressful jobs in this country.
What do you do?
I'm a truck driver, and I deal with idiots and four-wheelers and idiots like you every day.
Idiots like me. How do you
did
know I'm not a good driver?
On the phone?
Huh? What'd you say?
What was that? Are you drinking right now?
I had a taste.
Okay. Mr. Grover, I need you sober if you're going to be on the air with me.
I had a little taste.
A little taste? It sounds like you probably had three or four shots.
My kids came to visit me this weekend, okay?
And quite frankly, everybody out there that loves his kids would be glad to have their kids.
Hey,
I'm glad to have my daughter all the time.
I double clutch. I don't have any problem.
Double clutch. Why don't you try floating gears to go through 18 of them, hauling 80,000 pounds going down to 7% grade?
Well,
four-wheelers just get in front of you and slam on the brake.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
He has to. He's a truck driver.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, Robert, thank you very much.
Hey, Robert, I hope
thank
I see you.
Me.
I'll buy you a drink.
No, thank you.
So you've been drinking, huh?
I got three kids over here. What do you want me to do?
Stay sober for your kids.
Why? They're up playing Nintendo anyway. I see them for 5 minutes when they get here and 5 minutes when they leave. And they're in their room playing, they're playing Myth, Halo, and Grand Theft Auto. It's great.
And you're having a little taste.
It's a little teeny-weeny one.
This started out some cat talking about keeping the family close, and this guy's hammered with his kids upstairs playing Grand Theft Auto. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life. Show 1-800-449-8686.
And we're back with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. We'll take a couple of more phone calls for you, Larry. Your opinion, although you have been filtering your opinion this evening, now I find out your opinion that kids should not be offering information. You've been filtering through, you've been drinking, correct?
That took you a long time to say, didn't it?
Took you a longer time to answer. You've been filtering it through your drinking tonight?
I have my children here. Any parent understands that if you have your children, that you should have a cocktail before dinner. I'm barbecuing them some steaks, and then I'm going to have another drink.
Here is Amber. Amber, go ahead.
I have one question for you right off the bat.
Yes, ma'am.
Are your kids bad?
It sounds
like your kids must be incredibly bad.
They're wonderful. They're great, but they think they're always telling me stuff.
No, that doesn't mean they're bad. I mean, do they cause trouble? Do they get in trouble with the police? Do they break the law? Are they juvenile delinquents?
What's the difference, you know?
There's a lot of difference. They're not if they are just giving you information and they're sharing information with you.
What's the difference?
Then it's totally different than breaking the law and getting ended up in jail.
Well, it's the same consternation.
No, it's not. It is completely and absolutely different.
Look,
there is nothing the same about somebody like if I come up to you and we're just talking like in a bar. I mean, because obviously that's where you go a lot. If we're talking,
well,
and
I'm... Is there a law against going into a bar? Everybody's making it sound like they're bad.
Well, you obviously have to drink all the time.
No, I don't. Just when my kids are here.
Just when your kids are there.
Yes,
well,
ma'am,
obviously that's often enough because you're a drunk or something, I guess. I don't know.
There you
go, exactly
calling me
sure.
names. Just like the other guy called me names.
Well, at least I can come out and say it.
Wait.
Anyway, right. if I come up to you and I'm volunteering information, would that be offensive to you?
You'd get
if I come up to you and say, hey, I'm Amber, I live here, you know, how are you doing? Would that be offensive to you?
No, you're an adult, right?
Well, yeah, but maybe
okay.
Not you.
And if you look sweet, obviously I'm going to say, well, let me buy you a drink.
Well, I wouldn't be trying to get a drink. You know, I mean...
You know what I'm saying?
If you come up
to me and you start talking to me and I'm having a drink, I'd say, have at it, you know. Who's your daddy?
She's not picking you up, man. Do you understand what she's saying?
I'm just saying that if I come up to you and I want to talk to you and I'm just being a nice person, not trying to get in your pants.
Right, okay.
Or not wanting you to get in mine.
Okay.
That you shouldn't take offense to anybody offering
you anything. You know what I'd say?
Listen. At least your kids are listening in school because I didn't listen a lot in school.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't like to listen and pay attention. But I did learn things and I did tell my parents. And my parents were thrilled.
They were absolutely
ecstatic that I learned things and told them about it.
And you would tell things to your parents and they never gave you the five-finger bouquet.
No, they did not.
All right,
because
so Amber, if you came up to me, I'd say, Amber, my kids are in bed by 10. What are you doing at 10:01? What?
I mean, you need to grow up.
Not everybody's trying to
give you up just because they talk to you.
I'd say, Amber, you want the wagon master?
Okay, you're drunk and I'm hanging up and you've insulted this lady.
I didn't do anything.
Go eat some bread.
Quit drinking? You might as well ask me not to have the visitation of my children. It's the only thing I'll do.
You know you can't even talk right, okay?
God, no kidding. Are the kids there?
You're slurring your speech.
I'm sorry?
You're so hammered. Are your kids there right now?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They got the barbecue going.
Barbecue? You got a 9, an 11, and a 14-year-old around a barbecue.
Unattended?
Oh, listen to Henry.
What kind of parent are you?
You win the prize.
You got a barbecue going, you jackass.
I'm only 22 years old.
You are?
But I know more than you already. And I don't even have kids.
Hold on for a minute. Can I get another wine cooler? Are you going to keep going?
No, I'm going to hang up.
I want to get a wine cooler.
Good. Have a wine. You know what, Larry, will you listen to
me? Bust it over your head.
Hold on. I'm going to get a wine cooler.
All right, Amber, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Phil Henry Show. And hang up on him. Carl, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, how are you?
Very fine, sir.
I just wanted to talk to Larry in just a minute. I've been a father for 40 years. And being a father for 40 years, I have the knowledge that I've worked with hundreds of kids. And when a kid comes into his dad and talks to him like that, no man has a right to have kids when he does that. If I were a judge, I'd tell him to get the hell out of there. Because he certainly doesn't deserve a child. A child comes in wanting to show his dad, hey, I've learned something. And this guy is so stupid and so ignorant that Larry doesn't understand.
Larry, are you listening to this?
Teaching of children is.
Larry, are you listening to this?
What do you say?
Where were you?
I just got another Seagram's wine cooler.
Say it again, Carl. I'm sorry.
I just
want
to say that this man is certainly stupid. I've been a father for 40 years. And with my profession, I've worked with hundreds of children.
Hold on for a minute.
And I've seen hundreds of children who go home and
get away from the lighter fluid.
They're excited about their children.
Get away from the lighter fluid.
Pardon?
He's yelling at it. What are you doing, Larry?
I can't deal with the lighter fluid. Hold on for a minute. They got a whole, now one of the chaises is on fire. Hold on.
Get away from the lighter fluid. Now!
Carl, I apologize. This guy is hammered, apparently.
Yes, he is. And it sounds like you folks have paid him to be such. I can't imagine somebody being so stupid. And he doesn't certainly deserve
well, sir, I have to tell
to
you,
children.
You think I've paid this guy?
Well, his voice is familiar. I've heard him on this show before.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Well, aren't you smart?
That's right, exactly.
You want to pet my kitty?
Is this Larry?
This is Larry.
Okay, Larry. I've been a father for 40 years, and you don't deserve
Go
to
ahead.
Have children. If I were a judge, I'd not allow you to even have visitation rights.
Well,
those kids are coming home not to try and show up in the house and to reveal to you how ignorant you are. They're coming home saying, hey, Daddy, I learned something. I want you to know I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to try and better myself. And for you to slap a kid or get mad or talk about making your fist because a kid shows up and tells you what he's learned shows your ignorance at any kind of education.
You are, or I am?
I've had 21 years of schooling. I know.
You know,
and the more schooling you have, the more you realize you don't know. And the person who doesn't have much schooling at all is the one who is jackass enough to think that
Oakland,
a little child
California
is trying to show him up. You must be a very ignorant fool.
Distributed by Henry Weinhardt.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the bottle, a label.
That's right. You don't want to listen to anybody.
All right. Well, Carl, I want to thank you for talking some sense into me, even though you've heard me on here before. You have. Do you suspect that Mr. Henry's paying me?
There's no person, no individual.
As low as me.
If he's a real father.
Yes, sir.
That has to take a drink before he talks and confronts his children.
Well,
I've worked 70 and 80 hours a week at times, and I come home.
What would
and
you say if I
have
told
my
you,
children
Carl?
Come in and say, "Hey, Dad, I learned this."
Hey, Carl, what
this
would
is
you
what
say?
I know. And if you're referencing Tiger Woods,
yes, I beat the kid.
Yeah, well, you're ignorant.
I kicked him right across the room when he came out with that one. But
yeah,
Carl, I want to ask you a bigger question.
Fact,
what would you say if I told you that I'm a made-up person? I don't exist.
All right, I would have to agree with that.
Okay, so that confirms
you certainly don't seem to have a soul.
Yeah, that confirms your suspicions, right?
That's right.
Well, it's actually Mr. Henry doing the voice.
Yep,
it's
I
me,
know
Carl.
Exactly.
You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
that's
still,
it.
You still called up to talk to it.
No, I tell you, I can't visualize an individual who has children and really loves them.
I'm an imaginary man now peeing.
That's right. I can't imagine any man being that ignorant.
Well,
yeah,
it's a load off your mind to know then that I don't exist.
How little education you have, how much of an inferior.
I don't have any. I don't
have,
exist.
And how much you don't belong as a father.
Sir, I don't exist.
Bye bye.
Yes, that pee, it's on tape.
And another thing, I said to the. Oh. There's my big sophisticated equipment that I use too, a phone. By the way, we will be at the Aspen Comedy Arts Festival coming up on the 27th and 28th. We will be in the Aspen room of the St. Regis Hotel in Aspen. We'll be on stage doing our show for a couple of hours. We'll do 1 hour on Thursday, 1 hour on Friday, so you know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block.